and you are listening to the Texas Standard. We're approaching the time of year for that annual ritual along the Gulf Coast when Texans take to the beach to watch dozens of tiny turtles toddle from the sand down to the surf. There's certainly something special about watching sea turtles hatch, but also some mystery, too. Still a lot we don't know about the turtles in the Gulf. Which is why this week, Texas A&M University at Galveston announced the establishment of a new Gulf Center for Sea Turtle Research. Joining us now is the center's director, Dr. Chris Marshall, who's a professor of marine biology at Texas A&M Galveston. Dr. Marshall, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about how that sea turtle's doing. What's the sense of the prevailing trends when it comes to the population of Texas sea turtles?
Well, it really depends upon the type of sea turtles we're talking about. So what's really interesting about sea turtles here on the Texas coast and down in Mexico is that it's home for the critically endangered Kemp's Ridley sea turtle, which is also the official sea turtle of Texas. Mm-hmm. And so those populations are they're slowly coming back, but they're still listed as critically endangered. And so there's a lot more work to be done. There's other sea turtle populations that are doing better, we think. Mm-hmm. Green sea turtles. It appears that green sea turtle numbers are increasing in Texas and perhaps moving north. We now have sea turtles in every bay and estuary system in Texas. But we really can't say for sure because we don't have enough data out there to really tell you mm-hmm. how many turtles there are and where they're moving and what kind of habitat they're using.
Why would they be moving north? Is there a particular reason for that?
We don't know, but it could be just population expansion. The water is getting warmer, and so we do see a bunch of other species moving north as we're starting to experience climate change and ocean water temperatures slowly starting to rise.
I have to be honest with you. I'm a little surprised that given how much people talk about sea turtles and celebrate them here in Texas and along the Gulf Coast, that so little is really known about their habitat, what causes them to do what they do, where they do it.
I'm a bit surprised, too, particularly for the western Gulf of Mexico. My colleagues have been referring to this area as kind of a black box in terms of the data available for sea turtles.
A black box. Wow. So how will this new research institute support those turtles?
Well, what we're trying to do is address those what we call data gaps and the research needs to understand who's here, where they're moving, what their needs are.
So give us an example of some like a data set that you might want to collect on these turtles, for example.
Well, for example, and you'll see on our new website, one of the things that we're reinitiating here is our in-water sea turtle capture and tagging program. A lot of that work has been done south, but we don't have a long-term data set for the upper Texas coast, for example. And so we've been going out, putting out entanglement nets where we think sea turtles are. We constantly monitor the nets, and sure enough, we'll get a sea turtle that will hit a net. We'll go pick it up. And we'll see if it has any tags from being caught previously. So we'll apply flipper tags with a unique ID number on mm-hmm. it. We'll put something called like a pit tag in, which is kind of like the electronic chip you get for your dog at the vet in case it gets lost. And then when we have enough funds, we'll put a satellite tag or an acoustic tag on, and we can collect data over months, maybe even over a year, where these animals go.
That's really cool.
What habitat they're using.
How long do these turtles typically live? What is their lifespan?
It depends on the species, but for greens and loggerheads, they can live 40, 50 years or more. Kemp Ridleys are a little less because they're smaller, but decades. It's definitely a long-term research endeavor. And that's one of the purposes of our new Gulf Center for Sea Turtle Research is to really start to train graduate students, mm-hmm. Sea turtle biologists for the next generation, because as I mentioned, it takes decades to study these animals.
Dr. Chris Marshall is doing that sort of research. He's professor of marine biology at Texas A&M University at Galveston and director of the new Gulf Center for Sea Turtle Research. Dr. Marshall, thanks so much for taking a few moments out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
It was my pleasure.